Be open with one another.
Are you facing hurdles in your marriage?
Those who make it know that they have to grow from strangers to friends, from friends to companions, from companions to intimate people. There is work to be done.
Loving Life Program has you covered. Join Chipo every Saturday for an unforgettable time as we deal with love, life, and relationships. No need to face issues of your life all by yourself. Loving Life, only on Radio Christian Voice.
Government says fuel stocks remain stable and no need for panic buying. Green Party calls for greater benefits from emerald mining. And DR Congo government says 200 killed after landslide in rebel-held mine. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Margaret Mwanza. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote has assured the nation that Zambia currently has adequate fuel stocks and there is no immediate threat to supply despite ongoing tensions in the Gulf region that could potentially disrupt global oil supply chains. Mr. Chikote says the country's fuel reserves remain stable as of March 5th. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Chikote said Zambia's stock position stands at approximately 326 million litres of diesel, equivalent to about 60 days of national cover. Petrol stocks stand at 32.8 million litres, representing 19 days of cover, while kerosene stocks stand at about 10.4 million litres, equivalent to 14 days of cover. Meanwhile, Mr. Chikote said Jet AI fuel reserves stand at 1.6 million litres, representing 9 days of cover. The available stocks give the country confidence that supply will remain stable throughout the month and that fuel pump prices are not expected to change as the current stocks were procured at lower international prices, said Mr. Chikote. He further urged members of the public not to engage in panic buying or hoarding of fuel, particularly diesel and petrol, stressing that the supply situation remains under control. There is no need for panic buying or holding on to fuel, as the country has sufficient stocks, said Mr. Chikote. However, the minister warns that if the conflict in the Gulf region continues, it could negatively affect Zambia's petroleum sector because the country is integrated into the international fuel supply chain, which has already experienced disruptions due to the conflict. He explained that any prolonged closure or disruption of the marine corridors through which Zambia sources its crude oil could pose serious threats to global oil supply stability. Mr. Chikote has also called on the public to avoid politicizing the situation and urged the media to report accurately and responsibly on developments affecting the petroleum sector. He has further warned operators of filling stations against withholding fuel supplies to create artificial shortages and cause panic among consumers, as those found wanting will face punitive action.
There is no immediate threat of fuel availability. As of today, 5th March 2026, Zambia's stocks position stands at 1 diesel, approximately 326 million liters, equivalent to 60 days of cover.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, intends to file an appeal against the sentence imposed on Quito-based businesswoman Khadija Agatha Mingel, who was recently convicted for drug trafficking after being found in possession of 500 grams of cocaine. Yesterday, the court sentenced Mingel of 3 years imprisonment, suspending 18 months of the term, meaning she will serve 18 months from her arrest date on May 19, 2025, provided she does not commit any further offences during the suspended period. The appeal will challenge the lenience of the sentence imposed by the subordinate court. The National Prosecution Authority has taken the view that the sentence imposed does not adequately reflect the seriousness of the offence, adding that drug trafficking remains a significant concern for law enforcement authorities, with dangerous narcotics increasingly finding their way into communities and contributing to addiction and related criminal activity. The prosecution maintains that sentences imposed for drug trafficking offences must provide a meaningful deterrent in order to disrupt the illicit drug trade and protect the public, read the statement from the authority issued to RCB News in Lusaka today. The authority said that for this reason, the state will formally lodge an appeal against the sentence, adding that the matter will consequently proceed to the High Court, where the appellate court will consider the state's argument regarding the sentence imposed. The National Prosecution Authority has restated its commitment to ensuring that offences involving dangerous drugs are prosecuted firmly and that sentences imposed reflect the gravity of such crimes and their impact on society. Opposition Green Party President Peter Sinkamba has expressed concern that despite Zambia being one of the world's leading producers of emeralds, many citizens remain unaware of how revenue from the precious mineral is being utilized. Recently, President Hakainde Hichilema announced that Zambia has overtaken Colombia to become the world's leading producer of emeralds. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba said it is unfortunate that due policy failures in the mining sector, many Zambians are not benefiting substantially from the exploitation of the country's precious resource. Mr. Sinkamba stressed that government needs to put in place proper measures to ensure that benefits from the mining industry trickle down to ordinary Zambians. He added that despite Zambia's position as one of the world's top emerald producers, there is currently little to show in terms of tangible benefits for people at the grassroots.
The problem is not about production of emeralds. The problem is the revenue accrues to the Zambian people at the end of the day. Unfortunately, because of policy failure in the mining sector, Zambians are not benefiting substantially from the exploitation of these mineral resources. And less and until there are proper measures that are put in place to make sure that these resources trickle down to the people on the ground.
More than 1,000 young people across the country are set to benefit from skills training in areas such as agriculture, mechanics and welding under the voluntary training program being implemented by the Zambia National Service, ZNS. Minister of Defence Ambrose Lifuma says 1,092 candidates drawn from 156 constituencies were selected to undergo the training after successfully passing through the tests and a thorough scrutiny process. Speaking in the National Assembly during the questions for oral answer session today, Mr. Lifuma said the program is aimed at upgrading the life skills of many youths so they can become productive members of their communities. The purpose of this training is to upgrade the life skills of the majority of youths so that they are empowered with skills they can apply in their communities, said Mr. Lifuma. Mr. Lifuma explained that the training is focusing on practical skills, including agriculture, mechanics and welding, among others. He noted that once trained, the volunteers will be equipped to work as craftsmen and will be better prepared for opportunities in various industries. Mr. Lifuma added that the trainees will also form a pool of disciplined reserves who can take up opportunities that may arise in both government and the private sector. He was responding to a question from Chipili Member of Parliament, Po Chala, who wanted to know what programs the government has put in place for youths after completing the voluntary training under ZNS.
This program, Madam Speaker, is a voluntary program. And as government, we are trying to upgrade life skills of the majority of our unemployed youth. so that we empower them